Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening later on recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath. On my side, April 27, 2024, this is our new chapter, chapter 80, entitled In Joseph's Tomb, of lesson 407. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with a tiny thought theme song, Give of Your Best to the Master.
You know, Rose, I got halfway through that song. I was just singing and realized that this was it. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh glowing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set up the example. Dauntless was he, young and brave. Give him your loyal devotion. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor. Join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master. Give him first place in your heart. Give him first place in your service. Consecrate every part. Give and to you shall be given. God his beloved Son gave. Gratefully seeking to serve him. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor. Join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master. Not else is worthy his love. He gave himself for your ransom, gave up his glory above. Laid down his life without murmur, you from sin's ruin to save. Give him your heart's adoration. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor. Join in the battle for truth. Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. There's a button that I have to press in order for me to see the bar. Forgive me. The screen kind of changed. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us here, one. We are going to ask the precious little one to be able to have their prayer to come into their study by God's grace.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Leave us at the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor, do all thy work, and the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people that's in the Sabbath and not at the Sabbath. Please protect the Sabbath words that we're about to learn, and the Sabbath prayers, the Sabbath people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So it's story time, little ones. So let's have a listening ears for our dear brother. We'll continue with part two of our chapter before Annas, Caiaphas, and the Sanhedrin in our study.
All right, the Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John, chapter 18. And verse 19 says, "The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine." And verse 22 says, "And when they had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, 'Answerest thou the high priest so?' And verse 23 says, Jesus answered him, 'If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me?' In verse 24, Annas had sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. To this Jesus mildly said, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me?' Christ could have summoned legions of angels from heaven to his aid. Remember in the garden he said that he could call 12 legions of angels to come and deliver him? And I think a legion is between 1,000 and 5,000 soldiers in an army. Anyway, he could have called a lot of angels. He didn't, because he loved us. But it was a part of his mission to endure in his humanity all the taunts and insults that men might heap upon him. From the house of Annas, the former high priest, the Savior was taken to the palace of Caiaphas, the present high priest. He was to be tried before the Sanhedrin. And while its members were being called together, Annas and Caiaphas again questioned him. But they gained no advantage. When the members of the Sanhedrin had assembled, Caiaphas took his seat as the president. Now, the Sanhedrin was never supposed to come together at night, but that's what they were doing. They were breaking their own laws here. On each side were the judges. Before them stood the Roman soldiers guarding the Savior. Back of these was the accusing mob. Caiaphas then bade Jesus work one of his mighty miracles. He said, work a mighty miracle, Jesus. And before them. But the Savior gave no sign that he heard a word. Had he responded by even one soul-searching look, such as he gave the buyers and sellers in the temple, the whole murderous throng would have been compelled to flee from his presence. The Jews were at this time subject to the Romans and were not allowed to punish anyone with death. The Sanhedrin could only examine the prisoner and pass judgment to be ratified or agreed with by the Roman authorities. To accomplish their wicked purpose, they must find something against the Savior that would be regarded as criminal by the Roman governor. They could secure abundant evidence that Christ had spoken against the Jewish traditions and many of their ordinances. It was easy to prove that he had denounced the priests and scribes and that he had called them hypocrites and murderers. But this would not be listened to by the Romans, for they themselves were disgusted with the pretensions of the Pharisees. They professed to be really great guys and obey God's law, and they didn't do it, and the Romans knew it. This is taken from the story of Jesus, pages 114 and 115. And next Sabbath, we'll be reviewing part two of the lesson entitled, Before Caiaphas, Annas, Caiaphas, and the Sanhedrin, in our tiny tot lesson book, The Story of Jesus, on May 4 of 24.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. It's time for Tiny Tots and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. And our topic is Mammon of the Bible. So let's have also a listening ear for our dear brother, Wishing.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson 3 in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, are from lesson 2, Teach Us to Pray. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 12-13 says, And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today's lesson is about the mammal's hair. It's lesson 3. And the memory verse is Luke 11:4. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And the character quality of the story is reverence versus disrespectfulness. Reverence is respect for and affection for God and spiritual things. Nature of hair. Some mammals have two coats of hair. The soft, fine underhair provides a thick, warm coat. The outer guard or hairs protect the underhair. They also give shape to the mammal's coat. These two coats remind us of Proverbs 31:21, which says, She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet, with double garments. Many mammals have hairs around the mouth and head called vibrissae, or tactile hairs. These hairs are sensitive touch organs. Notice the whiskers on a cat or a mouse. Our senses were also given to us for protection. Notice how a dog uses its sense of smell to determine whether something is safe to eat. We can pray that God will make our senses sensitive and His Holy Spirit, that we will reverence His name. Hair is very helpful for many mammals, as it serves as a camouflage to protect them from their enemies. Our clothing, if modest and helpful, can serve as a protection for us. A porcupine has quills that serve as a protection from its enemies. The porcupine is a slow, rather weak mammal. It does not have suitable claws or teeth for fighting, but there is nothing better for defense than its sharply barbed quills. Because of this fact, the porcupine commands a lot of respect in the animal kingdom. Its weak nature can tell us that even the weakest Christian can put Satan to flight when armed with prayer and the sharp arrows of the mighty. Psalm 124. The most helpful thing hair provides is warmth. If a mammal does not have hair, like a whale, it has thick layers of fat to keep it warm. There are some mammals that do not have much hair, but they live in warm climates. Examples of these are elephants and rhinoceroses. Prayer is a protection against many evils. Let us, in reverence, pray more often. God provided all the necessary things for the mammals, like skin, hair, and a home. God has provided for us all the necessary things for our spiritual protection, like the whole armor of God. grave, our physical needs are taken care of too. When the Lord comes, wool of wax given to cover her ages. Isaiah 2:9. Teaches us to trust him for every need. Remind. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lessons. Two, as you sew garments or shop for them, we can be reminded of our lesson. Garments are protection to our bodies as prayers are protection to our souls. Remarkable parenthood. In the Testament, there are five different words for sin. One is hamartia, meaning missing target. Sin is not doing what we should. Two, parabasis, which means stepping across. Sin is stepping across the line between sin and righteousness. Three, periptoma, which means slipping across, like an icy road, but not as determined as parabasis. Four, anomia, which means lawlessness, is knowing right but doing wrong. And five is ophitima, which means debt, a failure to pay that which is due, which is our duty. And now we can see why we need to pay. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Here, reinforce activities you can do to help remember the lessons. One, look for McDonald's user guide to identify them. Two, take a garment of your own, like a coat, and give it to another in need. Tuck in the sleeve a study or story on salvation and prayer. Then pray each day that this person looks up Jesus' robe of righteousness. Three, pray the Lord's Prayer each morning at the end of worship. Four, find pictures of furry animals to form a bulletin board if you have one. Five, visit a taxidermy to learn how animals are preserved after they have died. It will give you an opportunity to touch the fur of many animals that otherwise you could not get close to them. Number six, for individual activities, stories and poems, use the book and talk children's Bible activities, stories and poems for this quarter. Seven, say your memory verse. And here it says, share your nature walk experience, dear ones. Let's use our listening ears and listen, little ones. Nature walk with toddlers. Over here are our photos of misty mountains and clouds. Those that our dear sister Michelle taken that was supposed to resemble a pig and a dog. And below is a picture of a seagull. And the lesson we brought in is from our old lessons concerning water, mentioning about the clouds. It says clouds look different from one another. Some are fleecy masses, others look like feathers, while others are dull or gray or dark. Many clouds are continually changing shape. They do this because parts of a cloud evaporate or change into vapor when mixed with drier air than the cloud. Clouds also change shape as the wind blows them about. Our dear sister Joan family story, here are photos of a lily of the valley. It says in this poem concerning lilies.
Excuse me, everyone. I just felt like sneezing. Anyway, lilies washed by dews of night, pure as snow of purest white, bending from their slender stems, meet the kiss the sunbeam sends. Fragrant as the blushing rose, sweet as flower, summer notes unknown. Here,
Here are just your sister Christina family sharing photos of fish and all sorts of sea life in an aquarium. Sister Christina, would you and your ones want to share this experience?
So have a blessing to everyone. Remember when we went here? You see yourself, Layla? You were on here too. We were at the aquarium. We went to Missouri and we went to the aquarium where we were able to, I think, what were y'all touching? When was that? The starfish? I learned that starfish have 5 eyes. I did not know that. And, cause I was, they were able to turn it around and touch it and pet it. And, they told us to wash our hands before we even could touch them. One of them were like hanging off. So I was trying to figure out why he was hanging there. He's like half hanging on the rock and it looked like he was deciding whether or not he wanted to get in the water. And I was like, why is he hanging like that? He's like, she was saying that the starfish was cooling off, which was kind of weird. And, she said, just be careful because his eyes are right there. I'm like, where I asked where the eyes were, she says they have eyes on every, point of their star, which was interesting. Did not know that. That's Chrissy and Jeremiah petting the starfish on the bottom. At the top is Layla looking at the, what are those, jellyfish? Jellyfish. I was hoping to see if, you know, they would light up a little bit, but I guess you have to get stung. I don't know. Do they light up? Oh, they were changing colors. Oh, yeah, it was kind of interesting. So she said that they were changing colors, but there's a button that you would have had to push. Jeremiah's on the bottom. He was able to lay on the floor at the underpath and look up at the fish that were swimming over his head. If anybody has seen, Nemo, we found Nemo. swimming over his head over here with a few other the characters that were in that movie. And then at the top, what's this at the top? What kind of fish is that?
They're not a shark.
No, that wasn't a shark. We did see some sharks. Should have taken some pictures of those. What was that? I have no idea where that was, but we saw some sharks that were swimming over our heads and some turtles and stuff, that were swimming over our head. It was kind of nice because it was like under the sea petting exhibit because you can pet some of the fish and starfish and what was else? They had some eels. They were huge. I didn't know they got that big. They were huge. But it was fun. It was very interesting. This was the second time we went back. There was a part of the museum where we were able to get on the computer and color, digitally color, some fish. And then once you were done, you would have to go to the wall and find the fish that you colored. So. It was kind of cute. It was fun. Oh, it was a projector? Oh, yeah, it was nice. Tony and his children were there as well. Do we have any? So, yeah, it was really nice. That was in, Kansas City, Missouri. The aquarium is next door to Legoland.
This next picture is a picture of dark clouds blocking the sun, and it says in the, it's been taken by a dear sister Shisei family. It says on the next to the picture, this short poem concerned in vapors. Well, I know how great the Lord is. Our Lord is above all gods, but the Lord does what He pleases in all heaven, earth, deeps and floods. He it is who lifts the vapors from the ends of earth and sea, who with lightnings brings the rain down, from his store the wind sets free. You know, clouds carry rain and snow, which help to water the earth. Clouds can also bring destruction and even death with hail or tornado. Dark clouds hide the sun, like in the picture. They are like trials that come to each of us. When the sun rises higher in the heavens, it melts away the dark clouds, like the love of God. In the east, one little cloud can develop quickly into a raging storm. Even so, one small sin can cause great destruction in our life. How important to have purity of life with every sin confessed and forsaken. Dear sister Cece, would you and your family want to share this experience?
Sure. Sabbath blessings, everyone. This picture was actually taken on the day of the eclipse. So this is what the sky looked like as the eclipse was happening, but this is to the naked lens. This is without the special glasses that were given. But what was amazing to me was here it appeared to be nothing, this big ball where the sun is. But if you see that little reflection of the crescent moon, you could see that little tiny thing that looks like a little speck. It's actually the crescent moon, that the eclipse that we were seeing there. And I was so like interested why it appeared there. How come it appeared there? And not as it was actually shown when you saw the glasses as the half of moon. So I had to, still doing some research, and I was asking some questions about it. Thank you. I see the pencil coming around, but you see the little moon. The little thing. But this was, yes, I was so amazed. I was like, why is it showing here? Because I wouldn't expect to see anything as we're seeing like this, the sun being covered. It was just interesting. But this was just to the naked lens on my phone that took this picture on the day of the eclipse.
In this next group of pictures, there's a cherry blossom taken by me and my family. In these three pictures next to the school on our way to my grandmother's place, there are photos of cherry blossoms blooming in mid-spring. We took these photos at night, but the one on the corner is taken from my cousin Tanisha, who is living in Korea right now.
I also wanted to just share. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise the Lord. The beauty about it also is that was when it was still, all of the other trees were not budded. And between this particular month, I really love the cherry blossom because I'm almost able to see a bird that always kind of hide in them. And that is the red corn, how you call it? Cornel? The cornel. And they always seems to pick this particular tree to be able to do that. So between the month of April, I'm always looking forward for the cherry blossom. And I noticed that they're all different colors. These were white with a little dash of red. And these are where they hide those birds. And also they have pinks, and they have different type of pink. And I was speaking to my niece in Korea, and she was doing the same thing. And I was able to capture, she sent me a picture of the cherry blossom over there in Korea also.
I have a picture of some cherry blossom. I'll send it to you, Rosie. They're so beautiful. And the picture was taken in New York. Ohio has a lot of them, and they always bud first. But the interesting part about the white one, it always looks like snow yeah. is just sitting on the branches. It's so beautiful.
That is so true. I'm looking forward to see them as well. So have a blessing to all the precious family. And we have one more. Let me see if I can take out this. Okay. I'm going to allow Josh to be able to share, and then I will share my experience with this tree.
Yeah, sure. So these blue flowers who are native in South America, possibly Peru, who is a picture of a sapphire tower. And the tree that they're on is called a Puya Alpes tree. And the birds that are living in this tree are called rainbow lorikeets. We'll be discovering more about these flowers and these birds next step.
Amen. So the experience that I had is during the time that we were all discussing about the trees, and I was doing my research like I always did. The striking experience that I had was the color of the actual blossom of this particular tree. It's like the Lord decorated this tree, but it's actually the sapphire. And then when I was looking in the Bible, I saw that the sapphire stone is one of the color of the pavement that was on the throne. So we are going to be discussing a little bit more about this particular sapphire tower evergreen tree. Welcome to all the dear precious brethren that are coming in. And remember, little ones, give all your best to the Master. Give up the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation, full armor. Join in the battle for truth. Our opening hymn is a new one. It's entitled Because He Lives. And you will find it in the hymn book. Number 526. If you know this hymn, dear one, you can be able to share as well as we share the hymn for today. God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He live and die to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he did. But greater still, the come assurance. This child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. All life is worth the living just because he lives.
Amen. And life is worth a living just because he lives. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or any of our guests would like to open our family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us. Please protect the word that we're going to learn. And please protect the people that's here, the people that's not here, and the Sabbath keepers and the people that's not a Sabbath keeper. And please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that I have joined us. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 59, and it reads, "And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, and those that will be listening on other devices later, we will begin a new chapter of a lesson entitled "In Joseph's Tomb in a Study Book, The Desire of Ages." If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Matthew 27, verse 60, King James Version. And lay it in his own. New tomb which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the
sepulcher,
and
departed.
Genesis 2, verse 1, James J's version, the heavens and the earth were finished in all the hosts of them. Joe 38, verse 7, King James Version, when he, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
Deuteronomy 32,
verse 4, King James Version. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are Jaming.
Judgment.
Judgment. A God of truth. And without implying
iniquity,
just and right is he. I don't read that one.
No, we don't for sure. Amen.
Ecclesiastes 3:14, King's Version. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him.
Acts chapter 3, verse 21. Whom the heaven must receive until times of restitution of all things, which God had spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Amen.
Isaiah 66, verse 23, King James Version. And it came to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord.
Hello, blessing everyone. Continuing. It's in Matthew 27:54, King James Version. Now when the centurion, they that were with him, watched Jesus and saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, I can't hear it.
Sorry, sister. Okay, I'm going to start all over again. Could you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, praise the Lord. Okay. Matthew 27:54. Now when the centurion, they that were with him, watched Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Amen.
Amen. Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 769 through 770. Welcome to all the precious brethren. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 769. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 769. At last, teachers want to rest the long day of the shame.
Of shame.
Of shame and torture was ended. As the last rays of the setting sun ushered in the Sabbath, the Son of God lay in quietude in Joseph's
tomb.
Mm-hmm. His work completed, his hands folded in place.
Mm-hmm.
In peace, he rested in through the scared,
sacred
hours of Sabbath. The Desire of Ages, page 769, paragraph 1.
The Desire of Ages, page 769. In the beginning, the Father and the Son had rested upon the Sabbath after their work of creation. When the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them, Genesis 2:1, the Creator and all heavenly beings rejoiced in contemplation of the glorious scene. The morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38:7. Next slide, please.
Continuing.
Continuing. Now Jesus rested from the work of redemption, and though there was grief among those who loved him on earth, yet there was joy in heaven. Glorious to the eyes of heavenly beings was the promise of the future, a restored creation, a redeemed race, that having conquered sin could never fall. This, and continuing on the next slide, please. Continuing. This the result to flow from Christ's completed work. God and angel saw. With this scene, the day upon which Jesus rested is forever linked. For his work is perfect, and whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14. When there shall be a restitution of all things, let us praise our God. And on the slide on the bottom left, it says, from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14, King James Version, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture psalm together, dear one, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verses 4. And also with margin, this will be sung in a cappella, dear ones. This is a beautiful scripture song that the Lord had gave the melody. And it goes like this. He is the rock, he is the rock, he is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. Our God of truth, our God of truth, our God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. He is the rock, he is the rock, he is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. Our God of truth, our God of truth, our God of truth without iniquity, just and right is he. Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in page 769. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 769. Continuing. Which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Acts chapter 3, verse 21. The creation of heaven. The day on which Jesus lay at rest in Joseph's tomb will still be a day of rest and rejoicing. Heaven and earth will unite in praise as from one Sabbath to another, Isaiah 66 verse 43. The nations of the saved shall bow in joyful worship to God and to the Lamb. Desire of Ages, page 769. Paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry, dear brother. I don't know why my computer is going fast. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 22. Taken from the Desire of All Nations, volume 1, from the Sun Light Sound Studio, Memory Verse CD.
For Moses truly said unto the fathers of Christ. shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say. Whatsoever he shall say unto you. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you.
We are in the Desired Ages, page 770. Who would like to take the following paragraph here once? Can you unmute your mic?
The Desired Ages, page 770. In the closing events of the crucifixion day, fresh evidence was given of the fulfillment of prophecy. A new witness born to Christ's divinity. When the darkness had lifted from the cross and the Savior's dying cry had been uttered, immediately another voice was heard saying, truly this was the Son of God. Matthew 27:54. Desire of Ages, page 770, paragraph 1.
Continuing. These words were said in a whispered tones. All eyes were turned to see whence they came. Who had spoken? It was the centurion, the Roman soldier. The divine patience of the Savior and his sudden death, with a cry of victory upon his lips, had impressed this heathen. In the bruised, broken body hanging upon the cross, the centurion recognized the form of the Son of God.
Amen. He could not refrain from confessing his faith. Thus, again, evidence was given that our Redeemer was to see of the travail of his soul. Upon the very day of his death, three men, differing widely from one another, had declared their faith. He who commanded the Roman guard, he who bore the cross of the Savior, and he who died upon the cross at his side. The Desired Ages, page 770, paragraph 2. Amen. As evening drew on, an unearthly stillness hung over Calvary. The crowd dispersed, and many returned to Jerusalem greatly changed in spirit from what they had been in the morning. Many had flocked to the crucifixion from curiosity and not from hatred towards Christ. Still they believed the accusations of the priests and looked upon Christ as a malefactor. Under an unnatural excitement, they had united with the mob in railing against him. But when the earth was warped in blackness, and continuing on the next slide, please. Continuing. And they stood accused by their own consciences, they felt guilty of a great wrong. No jest or mocking laughter was heard in the midst of that fearful gloom. And when it was lifted, they made their way to their homes in solemn silence. They were convinced that the charges of the priests were false, that Jesus was no pretender. And a few weeks later, when Peter preached upon the day of Pentecost, they were among the thousands who became converts to Christ. Amen. The Desire of Ages, page 770, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture psalm together. This one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 48, verses 14. And also, it will have margin as well. This one is taken from scripture, sing a song section, the living word of the memory verse CD. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. We are going to reserve the question for next week review. If anyone of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to be able to close our meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, we thank you, Father Jesus, for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for the lessons that we have just received. We thank you for the blessings as well. Thank you for the participation of all the little ones. Thank you for their parents. Bless us continuously this day. As we move on to the next section, we pray, Father Jesus, for continuous blessing. Be with the speaker, bless him, and also give him the words, Father Jesus, I pray. Thank you again for this blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So next week, we'll be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled, In Joseph's Tomb. If you have any other questions besides the one that you had just reviewed today, you can send it beforehand, and you either hold it till we get together next week. So next Sabbath, it will be May 4th, 2024, we will do a review, chapter 80, In Joseph's Tomb, of our lesson 407. We will be reading a small scripture and also a small paragraph, leaving us something to be able to remember. This scripture is taken from Jeremiah 31, verse 33, King James Version, and it reads, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws in their inward parts and write them in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people." And a quotation from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 372, paragraph 2, and it reads, "The same law that was engraved upon the table of stone is written by the Holy Spirit upon the table of the heart. Instead of going about to establish our own righteousness, we accept the righteousness of Christ. His blood atones for our sins. His obedience is accepted for us. Then the heart renewed by the Holy Spirit will bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. Through the grace of Christ, we shall live in obedience to the law of God written upon our hearts." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.